Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Tuesday. We're just almost at the end of August here, and it's just been flying like crazy this year. I think it does that every year, and the older I get, the faster those years fly by. I have some good news that I want to share with you. Damn, I'm going to actually read the article to you because I think it's just, it's got a lot of good stuff in it. And it is hard for me to believe, talk about times flying by, that it's been 10 years since Katrina hit in New Orleans, in Louisiana. And I remember talking about that a lot. I remember I even had some family that went down there and helped. And it just doesn't seem like it should be 10 years. But they have some good news. And I wanted to share that with you. And, of course, since the school year is starting, it's good news about their schools. So it says here, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, here's how Hurricane Katrina changed schools in New Orleans. And this is by Kelsey Harkness. New Orleans, for all of its devastation, Hurricane Katrina swept into this city an opportunity to embark on one of the greatest education experiments in America. Now, you know, I've heard it long said, this is mine, not from the article, that before you can have any kind of a change, a positive change, normally, usually, it follows a tragedy. There has to be some kind of an event. And usually it's a catastrophe of some kind, whether big, whether small, whether in the middle, before we manage to make a huge change. It goes on in the article, in the aftermath of the 2005 storm, instead of rebuilding a public school system where roughly two in every three schools were deemed failing, the city transformed almost all of its traditionally run public school into independently operated charter schools. Charter schools changed the city's approach to education, eliminating attendance zones, removing unions, and giving parents a real say where they send their kids to school. Today, 92% of the students in New Orleans attend charters. Instead of graduating roughly 54% of its students, as New Orleans did before the storm, the city public schools, both charter and non-charter, now graduate 73% of their students, even beating the national average in male graduation rate. That is a positive that is going to be great for this little community. It's not little, is it? This community. It's going to be fantastic. Last year at the Cohen College Prep, one of the city's worst performing schools before Hurricane Katrina hit, 100% of its students were accepted into college. It's these kinds of statistics that have led some to dub the charter school movement the silver lining to the storm. Charter schools operate as public schools in New Orleans. They don't charge tuition, provide yellow buses around the city, and follow state standards such as Common Core. Yet, instead of being run by the government, charters are operated by a private, nonprofit, or for-profit organizations. Local and state school boards grant those organizations strict contracts. If a school fails, its charter is revoked and given to new organization to operate. In exchange for that responsibility, charter schools have more autonomy over their daily operations, including hiring, firing, budgeting, and instruction decisions. The system's biggest advocates admit things aren't perfect, and there's still vast room for improvements. In the 2013-14 academic year, 10 of 80 charters received an F grade. Three of these schools have since shut down, and one, Andrew H. Wilson, has been turned over to a new charter operator. The system symbolizes a change in attitude that has taken over New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. Most notably, that failure is no longer an option. Failure is not an option. Today, more than ever before, residents are determined to show the country they can lead and do, in doing so, serve as a model for others to follow. Well, I thought this was interesting and a very positive note. Here we all are entering into another school year. And I know many of my listeners are homeschoolers, which I commend you greatly. I think you're doing a wonderful thing. And I think I didn't have that in me to do with my five. I should have, I guess, but I didn't. But I'm still of the kind of character, I believe, that parents can't rely on the teachers to teach those kids everything any more than they can rely on the Sunday school teacher to teach them everything there. You've got to take control at home. So I think New Orleans has done this, and I think this is a positive. To say that this particular one school, the Cohen College Prep School, that 100% of the students were accepted into college. 100% were accepted. And where they had 54% graduating, they now have 73% graduating from high school. That is a huge jump. That's got to be a huge positive for this community. And I think it's a wonderful thing. So that is the silver lining in the storm of Katrina, because Katrina has still left them devastated. There's still a lot of things going on there that haven't been able to be fixed. You know, when you have a tragedy, and you know, I've experienced that in my own life, and I'm certain that you have as well. And I read that in a Henry Blackaby study. It's a Christian study that any time there's a change, especially if it's a change of a great magnitude in your life, we're forced to make that change. And what usually forces it is some kind of a tragedy. Some kind of a huge event takes place that forces you to make a decision and make a change. And they've done that. Through Katrina, the disaster that they've had, instead of rebuilding the public school system as it was, which was failing with only 54% of the students graduating from high school, they've made it a positive change. And the rest of us should note that and look at it and use that as a model in our own lives and in our own communities. I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do think it's a wonderful thing. I said I had to make a change. We had, you know, we lost our home in a fire. We ended up selling the farm and changing occupations and moving into town, which was a big thing for my husband more so than it was. I mean, it was a huge thing for me, but I was born in the city, so it wasn't a big deal for me. Well, I've got an article here that I'm going to share with you on the next segment. We're getting ready to go into another segment here just shortly. And this is written by Patrick Buchanan, and it's about Hillary. Now, we're hearing an awful lot about Hillary, a lot about Trump. And I have a good friend that we chat every once in a while on Facebook, and he made the comment, it just keeps getting funner. Talking about all the drama that's going on in the Republican Party with all that are running, and the fact that the four leading ones are non-establishment. Well, they're going to do some other things here that I'm going to show you later in the show. But I want to talk to you, Pat Buchanan. I really have a lot of respect for Pat Buchanan, and he's written this article, and I wanted to share it with you. It is from the WorldNet Daily. I take my news from all kinds of different sources. We're going into a break. I'll open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. School has started, school's in session, and it's a lot different here in town than it was during the summer. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And before I get to my article on that Pat Buchanan wrote, he's talking about Hillary nominee or indictee, we're going to go to Ken in Texas. Ken, how are you today?
Good morning. Hey, here's my question is, how many of these charter schools have people working there with Turkish passports?
Well, now that I can't tell you.
Somebody says there's a lot of Turkish people or came from Turkey or connections to Turkey or something.
Well, who's a lot of people?
I don't know. Maybe they're completely wrong, but I mean, it's worth investigating.
Well, but that wasn't the point of the story. The point of the story was they've improved their education, and where they were only having about 54% of their students graduate from high school, now they have 70-some percent, and that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it's a pretty good job, but just kind of curious. Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure. Well, it depends. On what you're going to tell me.
Okay, go to YouTube and put in Space Station Hoax. They make a set in that big swimming pool off in Cape Kennedy in Florida, and they pretend like they're in water, but pretend like they're in space, but a little air bubble came up and busted them. Number two, they get in these jet aircraft, and they make a set on there, and they fly downhill, and it appears like they're in space.
All right. Well, that's totally off subject.
I know. Go look at Space Station.
Well, I've got other things to take care of. I'm gonna let you go, Ken. We're off topic here. I want to get on with my story with Hillary. This is coming from Pat Buchanan, and he titles this nominee or indictee. You know, they, we've got all kinds of things going on right now. And is the Democrat party scrambling to see if they can get somebody else in there to run besides Bernie Sanders? And he's saying maybe they shouldn't jump ship just yet, but he's talking about what's going on here. He says, while perhaps too early for Democrat elites to panic and begin bailing out on Hillary Clinton's campaign as a doomed vessel, they would be well advised not to miss any of the lifeboat drills. For Hillary's campaign is taking on water at a rate that will sink her if the leakage does not stop, and soon. Initially, he says, the issue of Hillary and the email she sent and received as Secretary of State seemed too wonkish, too complex, too trivial, a matter to sink a candidacy as strong as hers. Her nomination was considered as assured as any since Vice President Richard Nixon ran unopposed in 1960. Well, he goes on. Of course, I just love Pat Buchanan. I love the way he writes. I like the way he thinks. He goes on in this article, and he talks about what's going on. Now, I was watching the news last night, all the news channels last night, and there is, and I can't remember his name, but he is defending Hillary and claiming that this stuff is just meaningless. He said that the Republicans and those that are going after her, they're just doing, it's kind of like a right-wing conspiracy. They're just going after her to put her down. Well, he said first it was Benghazi. Well, this is still Benghazi because that was what it was all about to get these emails. It was all about finding out what correspondence went down during that time. It's not a different topic. Although all we hear is the word email, we never hear the word Benghazi. But that's what it was about, to find out what correspondence actually took place and what happened. She has not been cooperative, which makes her look like she's guilty of something. But she's not been cooperative. Well, let's go back to Pat. He says, but since it was revealed that as Secretary of State, she used a private server for her emails located in her home in Chappaqua, the bleeding of public trust has been unabated. And I had an article that I didn't get to share with you earlier last week, I think it was, about somebody's written a book. That's what it was. Somebody's written a book. I decided not to share it because it was all pushing a book. But he's written a book about the failing trust of Hillary Clinton. Do we really need to read a book about that? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put the author down. I'm not even going to tell you his name. But, I mean, if you've lived through the Clinton eras, do you really need a book to tell you why you don't trust this woman? And we get back to Buchanan. He says her tortured explanation as to why she installed her own server only raised suspicions. Her erasure of 30,000 personal emails, her initial refusal to turn her server over to the state, her denials she ever received confidential information, her wiping of the server clean, her stonewalling have all ravaged her reputation, her for truthfulness. Well, I don't think she had any before then, but if anybody had any doubt, they don't now. And truthfulness was never Bill or Hillary's long suit, he says. And the issue of Clintonian entitlement and privilege has risen again. Is she going to live and survive this? Well, you know what I've said. I think she is going to be found guilty of something, and then I think Barack Obama is going to pardon her before he leaves. If it all gets done before then, if they keep dragging it out, if she keeps dragging it out, she's not only not going to end up being the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, she's going to be out of time to get pardoned by President Obama. Anyway, it goes on here, and it even talks, he talks about Biden wanting to jump in the race now. Does he really want to jump in the race? And he said he's going to have to be careful with the timing. And I thought this was interesting because I would never have, my mind would not have gone this direction. But they want Hillary to be, they've had the first black president, and they want Hillary to be the first female president. I started to say white president. The first female president. And so these these dreams are fleeting away from the Democrat Party and from the Clintons, because they really thought she was going to be the one. I never did. I hope I never have to eat those words, but I never, ever, ever thought Hillary would be president. And when Benghazi took place, I was almost certain, and I'm still almost certain, that she's not going to be the nominee. The American people are smarter than that. Now, there are some that are still standing up for her. This particular senator or representative, I can't remember who he was or what his position was. He was defending her to the hilt. You know, she's done nothing wrong. They just keep making a big deal out of nothing. No, it's not a big deal out of nothing. But it has gone on too long. It should have been solved a long time ago, and it could have been had Hillary been cooperative. But for some reason, she chose not to be cooperative. But Pat Buchanan was talking about Biden is going to look bad if he jumps in it. It's going to be like he's putting the stake in the heart of Hillary's campaign. So if he jumps in, it's going to say, well, we've all lost hope in Hillary. Well, maybe they need to. I don't know. But then that'll make him look like a chauvinist. He'll have trouble getting over that, he says. This is what Pat Buchanan's saying. He said Joe would have to beat Bernie Sanders and rout the Elizabeth Warren liberals. He would have to woo back the big contributors in the Jewish community and believe Barack Obama and John Kerry through Israel and who believe Barack Obama and John Kerry through Israel and Bibi under the bus to cut a deal that empowers the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. So he has a lot of obstacles to overcome. And here it would appear, and he's using the old cliche, the old wise tale, the old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and claiming that's what the Democrat Party has actually done with believing 100% in Hillary Clinton. And now her future's looking pretty dim. She's going to be wrapped up in all kinds of legal battles. And the timing of it, I'm going to blame on her. If she was innocent, why didn't she just turn everything over in the first place? And this would all have gone away. But she didn't do that. She was arrogant. She was defiant. She was in your face ugly. What difference does it make? When four Americans are dead, it makes a lot of difference. Especially when you're Secretary of State. So it was only right to be investigated. You have to investigate everything when it happens like that. If there's an accident, a car accident, it's investigated. Well, she didn't want to cooperate, and now it looks like it's going to kill her campaign. And the Democrat Party is trying to figure out what they're going to do, who they're going to run. Apparently, they don't want Bernie Sanders. Kind of like the Republican Party that doesn't want a lot of the ones that are running. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Lexus de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, you know, we started out with the silver lining, and I thought that was some great news of what's going on in New Orleans since the 10 years now, 10 years since the Katrina catastrophe hit there. Then we talked about Pat Buchanan's article on the nominee for the Democrat Party, Hillary, that things aren't looking too good for her right now. There's numerous holes in the boat. And it looks like it's going to sink. And so the Democrat Party is trying to figure out what they're going to do because they have pretty much put all their eggs in one basket with Hillary. Well, on the other side of this, as like I said, talking about a friend that said it just keeps getting funner. On the other side of this, the Republican Party is scrambling because Trump is doing so well. And their choice, Jeb Bush, is not. So I have another article that's on the opposite side of the coin as far as the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. So the Democrats are scrambling because it looks like they might not have anybody running other than Bernie Sanders, and they apparently aren't necessarily on board with everything of Bernie Sanders. He's an outspoken socialist. Very proud of it, but then so is Elizabeth Warren, and they claim that she's the most powerful in the Democrat Party right now. They keep going to her for advice. She might end up running. Joe Biden might end up running, but he's got to be careful throwing in his hat into the ring because it'll look like they've given up on Hillary. So it's kind of interesting. But then on the other side of this coin, the Republican Party's not happy that Trump's doing well. Not only is Trump doing well, the four leaders are not established Republican Party GOP folks. They're not their choice. It'd be horrible, wouldn't it, if the Americans actually made their own choice? That's kind of been my gripe for a long time on both parties. Who are they to pick who we choose? Isn't it time we had some honesty in the election system? Well, they're talking to Mitt Romney about getting into the race. And I found that very interesting. I think it would be a mistake. But we'll visit this. We've got John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I love this fall weather.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome, isn't it?
Makes me want to run through the woods and butt trees or something.
There's only one There's only one thing I don't like about it. It is short-lived, and we come into winter.
Oh, I know. We started early this year. It's great, though. What I was going to say is maybe this thing with Trump and Sanders is kind of a popular rejection of establishment party.
I think it is, John. To me, it is the silver lining of the political parties.
It is. And think about the Ron Paul thing, you know?
Yeah.
Ron Paul called himself a Republican, but he never really was part of the party establishment. They didn't like him.
And they don't like Rand, and they don't like Cruz, and of course they don't like Trump, and they don't like Fiorina.
Didn't like Paul because he was anti-war and a very harsh critic of the big banks, I think. Same thing with Bernie Sanders, very harsh critic of the big banks and opposed Iraq and all the wars that we've gotten ourselves into.
Mm-hmm.
And turned out he was right.
Yes. They all make fun of Perot, but it turned out he was right. We've heard that sucking sound.
I think maybe the American people are finally getting smart to realize that the establishment of both of these parties is sold out completely to corporate America, the world's corporate system. It's not just America. They're multinational.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's hard to, you know. So they're rejecting that by taking Sanders as an independent. He caucuses with Democrats and has for a long time because they're both on the left. But he's never been embraced in the establishment of the party. They always disliked him.
They did, and it was obvious.
Yeah.
It was obvious.
They're in a panic, you know, just like the Republicans are in a panic over Trump. But
they're in a panic because Trump's doing good, and the Democrats are in a panic because Hillary's going down the tubes.
The difference between Trump and Sanders has spent his whole life being a
socialist.
Or a statesman.
Okay.
You know, but it's easy to call names, Beth Ann.
Yes.
But we should be debating issues. With names like socialist and anti-American and such.
And I said yesterday, we need to judge by what their voting record is. You know, that's
right.
How we need to judge. It doesn't matter what they say. It's how they vote.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what we should do. I urge people to research some of these candidates. There's so much available on the Internet. You can listen for hours of these guys making speeches, you know, the ones that have been in government or have been in politics. And
I might say, too, if you're going to do that, make sure you go to more than one source.
Well, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You can go on either side of the spectrum there, you can get whatever you want, you know, so make sure you go to more than one source.
Yeah, you can go to C-SPAN, you know, which is basically they record what Congress and those guys are up to and watch a lot of that stuff, and you see kind of what they're up to and what they have to say. And you can look back in the history of what they've had to say and see whether they were right or wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Thanks. Don't butt your head on too many trees, okay? All right. So we've got the big-name Republican that's going to jump in the race and challenge Trump. Maybe. They're talking about getting Romney to run because, and they claim in this article, this is by Joe Kovacs, and this is also a WorldNet Daily article. He claims, excuse me, in this, and of course we've heard what they've been talking about. Even Trump says this about Jeb Bush, that he's just sleepwalking. He's just sleeping. He's not doing anything. So they claim that Mitt Romney decided not to run because most of the big money that was backing him was going to Jeb Bush. Well, now I guess I don't know if they're going to pull their money out on Jeb Bush and put it to Mitt Romney or if this is even going to happen. But as John says, and, you know, we talked about the silver lining of the storm, perhaps all of the things that are going on in this nation, you know, sometimes you have to be in the gutter before you can look up. I believe the American people, for the majority, are waking up. And I hope and I pray that all of those out there, because those are the American people we need to reach out to, the ones who aren't voting, the ones who aren't making a difference in their community just simply because they've given up, simply because they think their vote doesn't matter. You know, it does matter. And I know we have voter fraud, but it does matter. It is still your obligation to do that which is right. I argue with folks on Facebook about this all the time. It's still the right thing to do. And that is why it's so important to get involved locally. Know who your county sheriffs are. Know who your county commissioner is. Know who the aldermen are. Pay attention. And be a good neighbor. Do what is right by your neighbors. Know who is on your school board. Show them this article from New Orleans, how they've improved on things. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go the same route, but can't we learn from everything? Well, I believe we're learning, and I believe that the chaos and the joblessness and the debt has gotten to be such a heavy burden on the American people that they're waking up, and in that political economic storm, we're seeing a silver lining, and the silver lining is they're not looking at the Republican GOP anymore as an establishment. So Trump, he's loud, doesn't care what he says, he's not funded by anybody, they don't know what to do with him because they can't control his purse strings, is popular. And the four top runners are popular. They're still pushing out Paul, Rand Paul. They want to ignore him, but all of these are the ones the American people are looking at because they are not established GOP. Now, you can pick apart any of them. You're not going to agree with them 100% on anything and maybe not even 50% with some of them. But the interesting thing to me, the silver lining to me is that it's the American people. That's the silver lining, not these four people. The American people are looking away from the established GOP, and they had better wake up, and they better see what's going on, and I hope and I pray that a lot of Americans are waking up. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience
experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines before I talk on another topic that I've got. I want to talk about another way to tax you. We have Jim from Illinois. Jim, what's on your mind today?
I appreciate what you guys do. Can you hear me clearly, by the way?
I can hear you fine. Thank you. I am you guys. Cool. You know, I am the guys. I am it. Thank you. What's on your mind today, Jim?
All right, well, I was just going to mention the last guy talking about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is really nothing but another Barack Obama in a different suit.
Hmm.
Jeb Bush is one. They're all one and the same.
They are,
Unfortunately, I don't think that waking up means voting. Voting has gotten us nowhere. I have followed the Republicans for many, many, many years as a conservative, and all they ever did is let me down.
Well, the GOP in and of itself, the rhinos, the established GOP, they're not conservative, but there are a few candidates that are. I will argue with you over voting. I think it's important to vote, especially in your local elections. I believe it's important.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think I understand what you're saying, but I don't think there's been a fair election for many years.
But if we all take the attitude, you know, the school teacher said, if everybody threw a piece of trash down, what would the world look like? If we all take the attitude of not voting, and we've got many, many Americans that have done that because, just like you, they're discouraged. They know that there's fraud. They know that there's corruption. But
yeah,
if we don't take the stand, because we are a constitutional republic, and if we don't, as we the people, don't take a stand, then we might as well give it up.
Well, I think we should get rid of the electronic voting machines.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. But wouldn't that start locally and in your states?
Yeah. The debacle of Bush and Gore, that was nothing but a scam to get the electronic voting machines in.
Well, they were the ones that were having the most trouble, though.
What's that?
Some of those were the worst machines, though.
Well, I understand that, but you know,
we have, you know what we have right here? We have a piece of paper, and we have to mark. We make a little black mark on a circle, and they count those personally. They count them personally. So that's the way it ought to be done. I know that's a lot more time consuming, but that's the way it ought to be done.
I agree with that, and fight for the right to be one of the counters as well, because you know, the Democrats have controlled the debates. The media has controlled the debates for years. I guess
I was going to say the media. Fox News did the last one, but I wouldn't call that debate. That was more like speed dating.
Well, I agree with you. It's kind of it's I don't know. I mean, I think they control the minds of the people in the way that they want them to move. And people need to wake up.
We do need to wake up. We need, but in order to wake up, we got to start taking charge, and that starts on the local level and then on up. We got to train them young, whether while they're in home, while they're in the schools, and we got to warn them against their professors when they go to college.
Well, the schools are another thing. I mean,
I understand that, Jim, but I just got through saying at the beginning of the show, it's important to teach the children at home what the truth is. You can get them through school if you have to. You can get them through the public school, and you can tell them, you know, yeah, you have to answer the question on the test that way because that's what the right answer is according to them. But this is how we believe, you know, especially when we get into some things like, you know, like creationism and versus the Darwinism and all that. Yeah.
That's it right there.
I'm about to run out of time, and I have one more article that I wanted to bring to the people, if you'll let me do that. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Well, I have another article here. Now, I'm going to have to go through this real quick because I've only got a couple of minutes left. And this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. Now, I have been telling you for a long, long time, they cannot come up with enough ways to take your money. They have to sit there in their offices and think of, what's another way we can take their money? Well, this hasn't happened yet, but this is on the docket. This is on the table. The IRS is looking to tax employer-provided meals. Free employee meals may be slapped with a price tag as the Internal Revenue Service inches closer to deciding whether to tax the complimentary perk. The IRS project, called the Priority Guidance Plan, would modify sections of the tax code encompassing employer-provided meals, adding a tax onto free meals for employees. Under the IRS scrutiny is whether the meals should remain tax-free exemptions. If the plan were given to the go-ahead, employee-provided food costs would be considered income to the employee. You know, when you travel and you can put meals down there? This means employees would have to file the combined costs of their free meals on their W-2 forms come tax season. The IRS existing tax rules allow for free meals and beverages to be provided so long as the company can prove the perk is for the convenience of the employee. Well, I guess you'd have to define convenience. The exemption is traditionally applied to employees working from remote locations, that's while you're traveling, far from restaurants or to workers on tight deadlines who do not have time for a lunch break. But some tax lawyers argue companies, notably large technology firms known for extensive employee benefits, could be included under the exemption because free food often translates into long work hours. Now, when I worked at another building, the Learfield Communication Building, where Derry Brownfield was, where we actually broadcast from, when there was bad weather and they were thinking of the safety of the employees, those who didn't want to get out on the ice, they'd order pizza and have it brought in. Would that be taxed? I mean, how far are we going to go with this? They just can't come up with enough ways to take your money. If you get a paycheck, I do not, but if you get a paycheck, take the time once again to look and see what is being taken out of your check. Look at your phone bill, at what's being taken out of your phone bill, what you're paying extra on your phone bill, and any other bills, your groceries, when you go shopping, the taxes that you pay, the license, the fees, the permits, the penalties. Taxes, taxes, taxes. We are in a worse hole than our founding fathers ever thought about being in. And we just keep letting them hammer it on us. It's time for the Republic, the Constitutional Republic, we the people, to take a stand and say, as enough is enough. Thank you for having coffee with me this morning as we come around and come together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.